Fall classes are scheduled to begin at the University of Arizona 2 months from today, and the big question, of course, will be how the pandemic affects learning at the college level. Already, there's tremendous concern as dozens of athletes who've returned to their respective college campuses over the summer have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Joining us now to talk about some of these issues is the president of the University of Arizona, Dr. Robert Robbins. Dr. Robbins, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for including me.
So let me ask you about the student-athlete issue. We've seen players at Clemson, Florida, the University of Texas. These are mostly football players, have tested positive for COVID-19. Players at Pac-12 rival UCLA have asked for third-party medical personnel to oversee their program. What is the U of A doing to try to make sure that student-athletes, especially as they're returning over the summer in the midst of this spike in COVID-19 cases, are protected and are not catching it?
Well, I think that in the cases of, say, Clemson and the other schools that have had these large infections, I think the latest that shutdown I saw was Boise State. My understanding is that they brought back large groups, 50 or more players at a time. What we've done is brought back small groups of 10 at a time, say, or 25, but included them into smaller groups of 10 individuals, and that's who they would do their personal workouts with so that we keep them somewhat isolated into these smaller groups in case someone were to test positive. Then we would know the contact tracing that Dr. Gerald was speaking about earlier in his interview. And by the way, he's a great asset to the great state of Arizona and to our faculty. And I just love all the work that he's doing. So I'm glad that he was on before me. To answer your question, we think that by having a more staged approach of bringing the athletes back, and we're doing extensive testing on all of the athletes, the fall sport athletes who are permitted to come back to campus.
Does it give you pause, though, that even though some of those other schools are bringing back larger groups of people and having them together in larger groups than what you're doing in Tucson, those are ostensibly the only students on campus at the moment. Does it give you pause that that is happening without the rest of the student body on campus?
I do agree that this whole thing, the current and tremendous increase in the number of cases that we're seeing in the state of Arizona, gives me pause. Number one, and I think that, you know, in every time that I'm asked about this, washing your hands, covering your face, staying away from people as much as you possibly can, is the only thing that's gonna flatten the curve back to where we saw several weeks ago. But yeah, it does give me pause. I would say there are other students that are here who we had about 200 of our labs that continued to operate through this pause that we've had for in-person classes. So there are other students that are on campus. We're bringing back some performers, some of the art students, the band, some ROTC students. So there's a small number of students, but we're using them as sort of a slow stage reentry back to campus, and we're testing them frequently and trying to get a handle on how many are going to test positive so that we could do contact tracing and then isolation.
The U of A has for a while now been playing a pretty big role statewide in COVID-19 testing, and you've expanded it statewide now. Are you okay in terms of having the supplies you need to run the tests and having enough tests to get them to everybody who needs them?
Yeah, it's a really good point. We got in on this early, so we established some good lines of supply chain vendors for our reagents. But that is a concern always for everyone. As everyone ramps up testing, these reagents and the vendors for these reagents are very precious. So we're lucky that we got in on this early and saw the need for extensive testing. So I think for now, we're okay. The antibody test that we're doing and offering it to everyone and then moving it out statewide to all healthcare providers and first responders, that's a basic ELISA test. It requires a 4 to 5 milliliter blood draw in a red top tube that has to be spun down. The bigger reagent issue is around PCR and the machines to do that at scale. I'm very high on the use of antigen testing. So three tests, antigen testing, PCR, RT-PCR for viral testing to determine if someone is infected at that point in time. And then the antibody test that we've developed, which is the most accurate antibody test in the world because it, the chance of a false positive is 1 in 3.5 million. So those are the three tests that we have in our armamentarium. And we feel confident that for our 60,000 group of U of A students, faculty, and staff, we'll be able to test them throughout the year.
All right. We'll have to unfortunately leave it right there. That is Dr. Robert Robbins, president of the University of Arizona. Dr. Robbins, thanks for your time. Be well.
Thank you. You stay safe.